Live from NPR News in New York, I'm Jack Speer. The United Auto Workers Union is expanding its strike against General Motors and Stellantis, but not Ford, saying that automaker has come further than its rivals towards a deal. Workers at 38 GM and Stellantis plants distribution centers walked off the job at noon. Michigan Radio's Tracy Hamilton was at a GM facility in Belleville, Michigan.
Workers at GM's Willow Run Distribution Center hoisted picket signs as soon as the deadline passed. These facilities get parts for repairs to dealerships, so walkouts here bring the strike closer to the consumer. Mercedes Wallace has worked here for 4 years.
It's unfair to the customers because we always think customer first, but at the same time, we can't take care of the customers if the company is not taking care of us.
GM said the strike escalation is unnecessary and that it's made a series of historic counteroffers. Stellantis said the union had not yet responded to its latest, quote, very competitive offer. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Hamilton.
President Joe Biden standing alongside Vice President Kamala Harris today unveiled a new White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Biden, speaking at the White House, said the formation of the new office comes despite the powerful gun lobby.
For the first time in 3 decades, we came together to overcome the relentless opposition from the gun lobby, gun manufacturers, and so many politicians opposing common-sense gun legislation.
Biden says the office to be led by Harris will coordinate support for survivors of gun violence and expand partnerships across cities and states. Harris says the mounting number of gun deaths in the U.S. needs to stop.
These are not simply statistics. These are our children, our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers.
Studies show in 2020 and 2021, firearms contributed to the deaths of more children ages 1 through 17 than any other type of injury or illness. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez has been indicted by federal prosecutors in New York. For member station WNYC, Nancy Solomon has more.
The indictment alleges Menendez and his wife accepted bribes to help a halal meat company in New Jersey control exports to Egypt. The indictment says a raid of the Menendez home found $480,000 in cash, with fingerprints identifying a New Jersey real estate developer. They also found wads of cash stuffed into a jacket with the senator's name on it. Menendez leads the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He faced a trial on corruption charges related to a Florida eye doctor in 2018 that ended with a hung jury. Menendez denied those charges. He's up for re-election in 2024. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in Maplewood, New Jersey.
Stocks whipsawed around on Wall Street before closing lower today. The Dow was down 106 points. This is NPR. In an effort to ease China-U.S. tensions, the Treasury Department and China's Ministry of Finance have announced a pair of economic working groups. Treasury says the groups will provide channels for frank and substantive discussions on economic policy matters. The announcement comes on the heels of a number of visits this year to China by high-ranking Biden administration officials, possibly setting the stage for a meeting between President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in November at an Asia-Pacific economic conference to be held in San Francisco. New research is suggesting some wild parrots perform drum solos with custom-made drumsticks as part of an elaborate musical display to woo potential mates. NPR's Maria Godoy has the story.
The drumming is part of a mating display put on by male palm cockatoos, large parrots that live in remote parts of far northern Australia, lowland New Guinea, and some offshore islands. Females lay just a single egg every 2 years, so they're extremely picky about who they mate with. To catch their eye, male palm cockatoos will whistle, twirl, and bob, then break off a branch that they whittle into a drumstick. Researcher Rob Hinesone of Australian National University says not only do the males each have their own highly individualized drumstick design, they also have signature drumming styles.
Each one is expressing his individuality and his creativity, and that's part of what the females are going for when they're selecting the male they want to mate with. Now, it's a bit like humans selecting each other for intelligence.
The research was published by the Royal Society. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed lower today. Oil at $90.03 a barrel, down 0.3 for the week. You're listening to NPR.